Like, dude, this guy hasn't been in our studios. Gosh, it's been
a few years.
A long year. Look, Mr. Rick Johnson over at the McCook Community College
Hello,
Art Department. How you been?
Nice. Great to be here, Rich. Good to see you.
Good to have you back.
Love it. Love it.
I'm going to scoot a little bit closer there, big
sure,
guy.
Right there.
Just like a rock star.
Okay,
just like a rock star.
Here we go. Got it.
Today's a big day for the art department, isn't
it? Today's an amazing day for the art department on our beautiful MCC campus. Rich, I got an opportunity for the listening viewers to come up and witness a little bit of history. This is the third time that MCC has been honored to have this traveling exhibition out of New York. I spent all weekend unpacking it. It came to our campus about a week ago, and I'm contracted for 40 days, 50 days, I'm sorry, to have this exhibition. It's from the AWS, which is the American Watercolor Society. It is the 158th annual international exhibition. Rich, a little bit about the American Watercolor Society. It was founded in 1866. It's one of the oldest artist societies in America, and today is a vibrant club or a hub for water media throughout the world. Each year, this is really interesting, each year the AWS holds an exhibition at New York City's historic Salmagundi Club, which this artwork opened up at the Salmagundi Club. It opened up with 150 world-class water media works. The exhibition that I currently have, it's extremely competitive and draws about thousands of submissions, probably about 2,000 to 3,000 submissions. Out of those 2,000 or 3,000, it's narrowed down to 140 at the Salmagundi Club. And then from there, there's a group of gold member judges or jurors that narrows it down to the top 40 that actually travel or tour the United States. On that tour, it stops 5 different places for about 50 days each. It's on a one-year tour. And this year, including this year, next year, and in 27, MCC Wrightstone Gallery gets the privilege of housing that and showing that the artwork. So it actually stops at a campus here until from September 8th, which is today, to October 27th. And I'm contracted every day, 7 days a week. Just so the listening viewers know that the hours for Wrightstone are going to be extended for the opportunity for the public to get out to view it once, twice, probably 3 times, because you always see something different. So the hours for Wrightstone are going to be Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 at night, and then Thursdays till 9 o'clock at night. And then Saturdays and Sundays from about 9 in the morning to 6. If you can't make those times, you can always contact me via the website. We do have a web link on our MPCC that goes to the American Watercolor Society, so you can take a glimpse of the artwork. And I do have brochures that are for sale in the gallery. Speaking of the gallery, it's a beautiful venue if you haven't been there. We do have a gallery on our MCC campus, which your lovely daughter attended, and mm-hmm. she took classes with me.
Yeah.
We do have an opportunity to, for you guys to come up, check it out, and we will have a video link provided eventually with a camera, an OWL camera. So if you can't make it, for those that can't get out of their house or whatever it might be, they can actually go to that link and then go to that OWL camera and actually have a 360 view of the gallery and the artwork. Any questions, Rich?
If folks can get out,
yes,
please come over.
Yeah, and Brent Cobb, our media
does a great
guru.
Job.
He is he's absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
He is a diamond in the rough, and he does so much for me, and so much that is unseen. But he's made a couple suggestions about viewing, and he kind of suggested, hey, let's go ahead and do an opening reception. And I said, well, that's great. You know, I do opening receptions for my AFA students and the McCook High School and the Paint-In and things that I do for recruiting and stuff on campus. And like I said, I can't stress the fact enough of our beautiful gallery on our campus, and for those that want to support the fine arts. And our Southwest Nebraska area is so so big in the fine arts, and we really need to embrace that and come out and glorify what we do have for the fine arts and to support our fine arts. Mm-hmm. But real quick with that, Brent said, how about we have an opening reception on Heritage Days? Mm-hmm. So I kind of started to scramble, and I knew the Heritage Days was coming up, but it is on September 20th, is Heritage Days. Mm-hmm. The parade is basically from 10 to 11. Mm-hmm. Get out, check it out. Check out floats and stuff. Have a great time listening to Rich Barnett and Brian Loker on the radio.
There you
go. To promote that. And then go to the park, check things out at the park, grab something to eat, go support the MCC boosters and buy a Sloppy Joe from our mm-hmm. basketball student athletes, whatever that might be. And then head on up to Wrightstone. We are actually going to have an opening reception from 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. Also piggybacked with that, Rich, is our MCC volleyball has a game with Trinidad at 2:00. So you can go to the Heritage Days, grab something to eat, check out some amazing artwork, and then go to the volleyball game. And I can't forget about the Huskers in Michigan. I believe they're at 2:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
So you know we can always have a full day. So if you're complaining that there's nothing to do, then you better listen to the KICX. But anyway, I just want to backtrack a little bit. This does stop four venues, this traveling exhibition out of New York, international artists. Some of these artists started out with artists like Winslow Homer and Dean Mitchell. Stephen Quiller is an artist out of a practicing artist. They're all practicing artists. Winslow Homer's deceased. He's an archival artist. But these artists, some of them are in the history books currently. And the opportunity that we have to not only see history on the wall, but to really to pass on the heritage of the fine art discipline that I've been working my whole life to promote is absolutely amazing. And the hard work that I've done to bring this and the support that I've had from my administration, you know, Kelly Rippon, Dr. Tomonic, and then Ryan Purdy, you know, they're the support that they have. They give me an open palette and they say, run with it. Whatever you need, you got. And I couldn't ask for any better support. And I just want the public to come out and really enjoy what we have in McCook. You don't have to go to Colorado. Usually I get the Denver Watercolor Society in, and they'll come for 2 or 3 days. The Kansas Watercolor Society out of Wichita is here right now, currently. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm a little late getting here, because they wanted me to do a little a gallery critique for them, and I said, well, I got to get going, and I'm going back. But we've got quite a few people in the gallery today on the first day. So, you know, if you can't make it today, obviously that's no big deal, because it's going to be up for 50 days. I'm contracted for 50 straight days. And the unique thing, I'll post some images on my Facebook page, which is public, and then our Facebook or MCC Facebook page on the amount of work it takes not only to get it here, but it comes in four crates that actually have to be forklifted off and then unpacked, white gloved, hung up, documented for insurance purposes, because it is such a highly ranked show. These are the cream of the crop artists that are world internationally renowned. There's artists from Canada to the Ukraine to China, mm-hmm. That I actually teach to students in my class. And so it's an amazing opportunity for people to get out there and check this out.
And you said MCC is one of five locations? That's it? Around the country?
That's it.
Wow, that's amazing.
And see, I'm contracted to have it for 50 days, and then I box it up, and then I have to pay for the shipping to get it to the next venue. And I've got it from September 8th to October 27th, and then the next venue, I ship it off to North Carolina. And then it goes on to 26th January to March, and then it goes back to the Art Center in Florida. So, and then from there, it'll go back to New York. And then on April 7th or 8th, it'll start all over again. At the Salmagundi Club. So it's one of those that never stops. It's just mm-hmm. a continuous rotation. And I actually, Rich, on a side note, I've got an amazing opportunity. I became a member of the American Watercolor Society, mm-hmm. Which is absolutely phenomenal for me in my career. It's a great opportunity to showcase my talent and my art. on this level. I have an opportunity here in the next couple of weeks to actually enter this show for the next year's traveling exhibition. Is that going to happen? Yeah, I am going to apply, but the opportunity for me to be in it with world-renowned artists is probably not. I mean, it might not happen. Reality check, Johnson. After I was unloading this artwork, I realized that I need to practice more, Rich, because these artists are just phenomenal. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know the last time you've been into the gallery. Probably
it's been a while.
Probably a while ago, and you probably had a class there with me back in the, I don't want to say the late 80s, but I'm going to say maybe the late 80s. you know, that was one of those things where you had to be in there, but you have to make it in because it's one of those memorable things that you'll want to come back. And it's a great venue. Our campus is absolutely amazing. This is kind of on the heels of our 100th anniversary. So we got a lot of exciting things happening up on campus with the semester just kicking off. Wonderful, wonderful student athletes we got on campus, all sorts of athletes. We're beautifying the campus. Administration is just backing. We got the East Campus going, and there's just a lot of fun things happening on our campus, and this is just one of many that we're doing. So I just want the public and your listening viewers to come out and really enjoy what we've got to offer here in McCook, Nebraska, Southwest Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's an opportunity that you can't miss.
How many years have you been doing this now?
I've been there for a long time, Rich. My hair's falling out and it's gray.
Like mine.
Yeah. No, I've been there. This is on the start of my 22nd year.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I've been there for a long time. Uh-huh. And it's a great opportunity for me to, it's a passion of art, but more importantly, it's the passion of my students. I love my students, and I love what I have to offer and the talent I have to offer to showcase to these students what we do have and the gem in the rough, so to speak, of our campus and how important it is. You know, with my children and your children, what a great start. And the opportunity we have here for, you know, athletics to academics. Mm-hmm. I got my start here. Got my associate's best experience I've ever had. It grounded me to get my higher education endorsement till I got my doctorate degree. And, you know, it really gave me that support and that one-on-one opportunity that we have. And it nurtured me, and God gave me the opportunity to come back and teach here. And I couldn't be any more thankful.
So. You got a good group of students already this year.
Rich, I've got the most amazing students. I always tell them, oh, you're the best students I've ever had, but they are really, really good students. I tell you what, our coaches are, and I'm not here to promote the athletics, but you know, we got a lot of student athletes. Mm-hmm. And man, from our volleyball to our softball to our basketball, men's and women's basketball, and if it wasn't for the baseball program, I wouldn't. No, just kidding. We've got a ton of baseball, and they're all these students are amazing. A ton of international students. They're very respectful in class.
That's good.
Yeah, they're really, really good kids. Well grounded. It's always thank you and yes sir and you know. So it's a good group of kids, and it's that way every year. It really is. So, you know, I am very thankful.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
you bet.
And, you know, this is really cool. You know, something like this to bring, you know, a little fresh spark to our community and to our campus and to bring people up to our campus and that maybe forgot that mm-hmm. we have an art department up here and a gallery. And, you know, I've been to a lot of places, taught a lot of places and I've never had a gallery and the support of a gallery like I have here in McCook, Nebraska, Southwest Nebraska. So, and you know, the support I get is pretty phenomenal. So,
and a reminder, this is open every day.
I'm contracted seven days a week for 50 days.
Yeah.
And so if you can't get out, we will have a link eventually at our mpcc.edu webpage that you can actually click on the link for those that aren't mobile and can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
I had it in 2020, which I don't want to remind everybody what a great year that was. And I was, I believe, second or third on the venue list. And And I was actually the first venue out of that traveling exhibition that could open up non-virtually. We could open it up to the public with that crazy distance things and the things we had over our face. I don't want to talk about that. But I did have a virtual gallery tour because I wasn't quite sure. So I might do that as well and upload a little a virtual opportunity for people that can't get out. Because I know a lot of the listening viewers, you know, they do appreciate art and they've got a opportunities that they can't get out of the house. So, you know, we'll make that availability for them. But I do want to say, you know, like I said, on September 20th from 1 to 3, that's after the Heritage Days Parade. We will have that opening reception. We'll just have some refreshments and you know, something probably from Embers or something from, you know, to have people come and get their bellies full and enjoy some amazing artwork. Humbling for me as a visual artist. You got an award here a couple weeks ago, and it's really awesome to get recognized for your talents.
It's very nice.
And it is very nice. And, you know, me getting that award of becoming a member of AWS was extremely amazing. But then I'm standing in the greatness of this artwork. And it's a spiritual spiritual opportunity, and it's kind of odd to say that, but it's just something that you can't explain. And you know, for all generations to view this, it's pretty awesome. So I do. I've been through to the schools. I'm trying to promote this, and if we can busload kids in, and you know, the more foot traffic we can get in there, the better, because it is something, one of those that you can't miss. You know, it's. Once in a lifetime opportunity, man.
There you go. So, thank you for coming in.
Not a problem.
You bet. And we'll continue to promote. And again, you got 50 days, folks.
50 days.
Get on over there Monday through Sunday. It's open a lot.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm camping out there. I've got my my hammock set up in the bathroom and my big screen put up so I can't miss any football. Oh, don't want to watch them Cowboys, but.
Lately, I don't want either. So, you know, but and don't forget the 20th and Heritage Days Saturday is going to be a lot of extra people in town for all this stuff.
Yep.
Come on over after the parade's done.
I'll be there. Rich, if anybody needs to contact me, my number's 308-340-9997. That's my personal cell phone number. You can leave a message, voicemail. If you can't get in anytime, McCook is easy to get around, and I'm always willing to meet anybody at any time up there to promote my craft and my discipline. So.